Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello and welcome to the Metro Podcast. I'm Kate York City.
And I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And we have a special guest this early morning on a Tuesday. Since there was no episode yesterday, we are doing a bonus episode with Brandon Scanzano from Katie's Season. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, Kay. Nice to see your pretty face.
Oh, my God. And the flirting begins.
Stop. Chris, how are you, Chris?
Good. I'm so happy to join Kay on another date.
Yeah. Oh my God. Third wheeling once again.
We had Mike Johnson on here like a year ago, and things got pretty hot.
The tension. I felt like I was in the room watching.
Yeah. Listen. It's gonna get hot and spicy today. I feel it. I feel it already.
Well, before we get started, make sure you are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and then on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. And you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter called The Bachelor Breakdown. Each week you can get all the Bachelor tea, every TikTok that's going on, and seeing what Brendan's posting, obviously, every day at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can follow Brendan at The Brendan Quinn with two N's. Is Quinn your middle name?
Yeah, I was just going to say, wait.
Yeah, I know. It's... I have a hyphenated last name, so basically I've always had an issue with my middle name. Quinn was never something I liked. I always questioned my parents for giving me a middle name, and I kind of just learned, I honestly learned
He's
to
like,
love
this
it.
This middle so I just, name seems a little sketchy.
Yeah, this is very sketchy. I don't know if it's a female or male's name, so I kind of ran with it this year, and I mean, I've had good feedback. It sounds good. It flows. So
yeah, that's a good middle name to
I know.
To be able to flawlessly turn into a last name.
Yeah, I know. So a lot of people get confused.
I thought it was your last name for a very long time.
Everyone nowadays, even if people see me out, they'll say Brendan Quinn or Brendan Quinn. I was like, no. Like, it just doesn't flow, and no one's ever even called me by my first name ever in my life. It was always Scanzy or Scans. You know, playing hockey and, you know, playing sports, it's always that last name, nickname. So getting used to just people calling me by Brendan is very odd.
Even sometimes, like on the podcast with Chris, I'll be like, oh, and this is Fat Carrie Bradshaw. Like, not saying like this is Chris Burns, but like.
Well, same. I know. That's what I say too, because I'm used to hearing you guys. But I know, I know Kay calls me daddy usually, but, we'll get used to that. But.
Well, that honestly could get confusing. If we let all of our guests go by Kay's nickname for them, everybody would blend together. Just kidding.
Okay, so let's go back really quick. So you were on Katie's Season, made it to what, top five?
Top seven. It was top seven.
Top seven.
Week before hometowns, yeah. Yeah.
Lucky number seven.
I know, which is like, I know that it seemed kind of wild for everyone because they're like, wait a minute. I feel like we haven't gotten like, us as like the viewers haven't gotten any time with you. We haven't been able to like steal you for a second. Did you guys have like a special connection? Like what was something that you and Katie like shared that maybe we didn't get to see or like maybe there's a special moment?
I think... You know, I did little things for her. Obviously, night one, you know, I played hockey with her. I did a little date just to kind of show her, you know, I'm Canadian. I have a passion for hockey. I coach kids. I hold that close to my heart. So I think night one went really well for me. Moving forward, too, I did this Canadian gift basket. So we did like maple cookies, Canadian beer, maple syrup. And I basically said, you know, I know home's important to you. And this was probably week four at this point. So I said, you know, we're getting into our family life and at home, and she was talking about Seattle, and I just wanted to bring a piece of home from me and what's important to me, and we shared some cool moments. I mean, like, you know how the edits work out, but we had a good connection. I mean, we communicated really well with one another. I know everyone's was always confused. They know me as the chapstick guy, going to Katie's room and doing the chapstick as well too. But yeah, no, we shared some really good moments together. And, I wasn't, I was shocked that I didn't go home the week before when Aaron and James, Trey and Hunter went home.
Yeah.
Because that week, Katie got sick on a group date. And then the next rose ceremony cocktail party, she cut short. So I was prepared to go home. I was already mentally prepared to go home, see my parents, just kind of get back to normal life. I was just prepping so it wasn't as hard for me. And I wrote notes to Aaron, James, and one massive note to all the guys. Just ready to, I knew it was my time. And I got the last rose and I was like, I was shocked. I was crying when those guys
you
left.
You like sets fire, you set fire to all the notes that you wrote. You're yeah, like, well, yeah. Fuck this.
I know,
Don't open those letters, boys.
I know. So I reached into my pocket and I gave Aaron and James their letter. I kept the other note. And it was tough to see those guys go because you definitely lean on them throughout that whole journey. And it was definitely like a roller coaster full of emotions because I was so happy to get that last rose, but then also very confused and then also so sad to see some of the guys go. So it was like, it was a rough night.
I love that. From the outside looking in, it would look like you were so confident that Aaron and James were leaving that you had notes prepared for them.
He was like, yeah, these guys are getting the fuck out of here. No. Let me just... say goodbye to them now.
No chance. I sat there in my room and James was getting ready and I was just like, dude, I'm writing you a note. He's like, dude, don't say that. You're not going home. And I was like, no, I'm just going to write you a note. I think they were very confident they were staying too. And I was as well. But when it came down to, you know, myself, my roommate, and that's another thing. I was losing a roommate. I knew myself being Canadian, I'm not going to see these guys. You know, you give them a quick hug goodbye and I wasn't going to see them. But all the other San Diego guys, they're going to hang out within a week or two. So they were good. So that's why it was a bit more emotional for me.
See, now this is my issue with this season is that I know Chris and I and Jared have all talked about it. You guys were way too close. A little too friendly because like everything that you said just now was like about the guys. Not one thing was like, man, I'm going to miss Katie, but it was like my friends. And so that's one of the things that we love about like watching The Bachelorette and The Bachelor is that it's more realistic on the Bachelor season to watch girls fight over a guy, but it's not as realistic to watch a bunch of guys fight over a girl. But I think this season in particular was a little more bromance than usual. And we're like, come on, we want to see like the fighting.
Yeah.
I want to see these guys like rip each other's heads off.
I guess, I mean, obviously you would know better, but like, I think maybe the seasons where they're all staying in the same place the whole time, maybe there's like more reason, like more forced bonding that naturally occurs.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So I truly think looking back now, I think just with the whole pandemic and everyone being, you know, throughout this whole pandemic and the lockdown,
right.
I feel like it was so nice to actually get back to reality. Even though we were in a bubble, that was the first time, like, you're not hearing about the pandemic. You're not watching the news. You don't have your phone. We're finally like in a change of scenery where it was like kind of normal life again, even though it was a very weird scenario we were in.
Normal life, quote unquote. Yeah, yes. But still, no, that's very true. And that's a really good point because I didn't think about that. I'm like, why is everybody so like friendly?
But we also had a great group of guys too. Like I think we had a very mature group of guys, just with like their life, you know, what they went through in life and what you've gained. Like people actually wanted to just get to know each other. There was guys I would sit down with a beer and, you know, a couple guys would be talking. And then if you get pulled for an ITM, I'd say, hey, listen, I'll be back in like 10, 15 minutes. I just want to know your whole life story. Like a lot of people
really
just took
quick,
the initiative.
For people who don't know what ITM means, it's in the moment interview. So the little asides that you see, like when they're doing their little like mini solo interviews, that's what an ITM is.
So yeah, I think everyone just really was really mature on our season. And they kind of realized, like, I think if you go into the Bachelor, Bachelorette, just for the guy or the girl, you're gonna go home early. I mean, you kind of see the whole pattern just by watching the last few seasons now. You need to rely on, you need to be friends with people. You need to go there for the friendships as well to have a good run and to have a good relationship with the lead as well.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves, and it's designed to work with your body and not against it. You won't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to the flexible boning that is hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove. So going into a little bit something different, which I don't think there was as much of this on there. Bachelor in Paradise Canada. I only saw the first couple episodes because, first of all, Chris and I, we weren't able to like watch it because it was only aired in Canada, which we have to figure that out.
Yeah, I think they're going to, there's a season two. I think they're going to, there's a lot of different rights with Canada and US. So there's always like a,
yeah, I'm sure
there's issues, right? But Paradise Canada, it was exhausting. It was draining.
So were you guys as close in Bachelor in Paradise Canada?
Before you get into that, yeah, were you surprised to be asked to be on this? To be on?
Not.
Are you living in Canada currently? Are you in?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm in Toronto. Basically, as soon as the Bachelorette was finished, I was in my room and producers came in and they said, you know what, like, just a heads up, Paradise Canada, you being Canadian, they're going to call you. And there's also Paradise in the States, but you know, this one is like, you know, there's always other seasons for that if, you know, potentially. So just know there's a heads up that, you know, Mike and Claire are going to call you. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I can't even think about that right now. And I remember getting the call in Chicago. I wasn't even home yet from the show. And I was like, I need like a week and a half to think about this. Wow. I have to go home. I got bills to pay. I got to figure things out. I was just gone for like 30, almost 40 days in New Mexico. Wow. Right. So, And I was just drained. It took me 3 days to even get home from New Mexico because of flight cancellations, mechanical errors. And I just said, listen, I just need to breathe. I need to get home, see my family first, get back into the groove of things. So I only had like 2.5 weeks to prepare for Paradise. Like it was draining. And,
Oh my God. 3 days to get from New Mexico to Canada. That's a
absolutely
nightmare.
Not.
You can like drive that.
I know. I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it.
Flight delays make me into such a monster.
It's American Airlines and United. They're not good.
Okay, so you ended up meeting someone on Paradise Canada, which I'm definitely not jealous over. Her name is Ileana.
Get over it, Kay.
I'm surprised Kay didn't purposely mispronounce her name.
I know.
I was thinking
What's her name?
What is it? Is that an I or an L? I can't.
You can actually call her Illy for short, if that makes it easier for you. And anyways, Paradise was mentally draining. Obviously, just because of the exhaustion from the Bachelorette. But
are you guys still talking? That's the question.
Yeah, we talk. We check in on one another. We're doing our own thing, but we have nothing but respect for one another and. She was my rock there. I mean, when you find your person in paradise going through something like that, that is, that person, they have a soft spot in your heart for sure. But like you asked earlier, Kay, about the friendships in paradise, it was like, I didn't get along with anyone except for Camille and my buddy Chris.
So, fun fact. So on Bachelor in Paradise Canada,
she had two ex-boyfriends on there basically. Anyways,
I had an ex-boyfriend on Bachelor in Paradise Canada, Joey. And when I found out, like Brendan and I had already been friends and we'd like been chatting or whatever. But as soon as I found out Joey was going to be on, I was like, oh my God, you're going on a show with my ex, blah, blah, blah. You guys weren't super close.
No, not at all. I think it's weird.
I'm getting a sense that they were more than not super close. They were.
Yeah, they did not.
We were like complete opposites. I mean, but the thing is, Chris, yes. as well, though, I remember, I don't know if you guys tweeted something out or you posted something on Instagram. This is before even Paradise aired or was a thing. But you guys remember, Kay, it was like, they need to have a spinoff show like Paradise, but with like, thank you. Yeah.
Chris.
So it was, yeah, that was Chris.
It was Chris.
So I sent that back and I was like, just wait. I think I sent Kate. I said, just wait and see like this, this summer or this fall. And that's literally what it was. It was Paradise with half alumni, Canadian and American, and then half newbies. So it's not like I'm going in there like, oh, I've been on a show before. Like my season, it hasn't even, I missed the first two episodes of The Bachelorette while I was filming there. So I think just the newbies coming in, they were just like circus animals almost. They just tried to put on this show and they wanted so much attention. It just seemed very forced when they were in front of the camera. It wasn't, I don't know. It was very odd. So obviously Joey being a new guy in front of the camera with, you know, on a reality television show, it just seemed very fake, you know, cowboy singing with a acoustic guitar, wearing cowboy boots on a beach. It was very weird. He's not a bad guy. Like he's a good guy.
Don't be outing my taste in men right now.
No one knows this, but Kay loves cowboys and guys from out west in Canada. So she obviously like has a thing for Canadians, but it's probably that Canadian meat that Kay likes. But anyways, Joey and I were just complete opposites. So
panic. We're titling the episode Canadian Meat.
100%.
Canadian M-E-E-T.
Uh-huh. Right. With like a steak bind. Okay. So yeah, that was definitely, I think something that was really interesting about Canada was the fact that they had people from past seasons, people from like current seasons, and also random Bachelor Nation people. So, hey, you guys, there's still an opportunity for you to get on Bachelor in Paradise without actually having to go on The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Would you do American Paradise after doing...
Yeah, I couldn't think about it now, but I mean, you know, with it coming up this summer, I would still, like, when did Paradise finish? I mean, it only finished maybe a month and a half, couple months ago. So now I'm finally like not living in this simulation for the last 10, 11 months of like going from Katie season and tuning in on, you know, Tuesdays to like tuning in on Sundays to Paradise and then keeping up with the social media. It just gets draining. And I just finally want to just take a break and breathe and just kind of get back in my normal routine without constantly trying to tune into an episode, seeing how your edit is, always kind of stressed about like, just, you know, it's, you just want to, you kind of want to take a step away. But I would love, I would do Paradise in the States just because I know the process could work for sure. Even though it's a very short period of time, I feel like without the distractions, and if you do find someone and really, if you're with them from the start, you know, you could definitely fall in love and have something special there. But also working with the producers again in the States, like you stay friends with all these guys. And, you know,
I do not understand. I cannot get past the whole producer thing personally in my head. Like, but a lot of people do. Are friends with them.
I have nothing but love for all of them, but there's definitely like two or three that you stay super close with. They check in on you. And you know what? Like, it's not like I'm even reaching out all the time. Like they reach out and that's when, you know, you kind of have a good bond with that. I know there's so many people that go through, you know, year by year, you know, going through these motions with the producers, but you know, they can pick and choose who they actually bonded with as well. So it would be cool to work with them again. And obviously, I feel like going on American Paradise, I'm going to know people, you know, just from, you know, Michelle season guys I'm touching base with, you know, like Kay's really into this guy named Rick. I talked to Rick, you know, quite a bit. He's a great guy. Rick.
It's the mini jabs for me.
No one jabs you ever. Rick. No one jabs you ever. So this is why I'm here.
I'll jab her. Kay used to refer to Rick as Rick the Ick on Bachelor until, and I defended Rick, and then she's like, guess who I hung out with?
Yeah.
Rick the Ick.
Like, you know what? It seems like Kay likes to throw guys under the bus, and then next thing you know, she's hanging out with them. Very odd. But
hey, it's part of the job.
Look, it works. It works every time. It does. Too.
Without fail.
Listen, you're good. You're good, Kay. I must tell you, you're really good.
Speaking of people that you might know, if you go on, you know, Paradise, like American Paradise, Blake, what are we thinking? Do we think we'll see him?
Well, didn't you know Blake before too, yeah. which I don't think that many people knew.
Yeah. So yeah, Blake and I go way back, you know, since I was 10. I mean, he went to school with my brother, played hockey with him. So I was like the little brother running around all the time. And I remember being with Blake. I mean, I helped him with his audition tape, you know, for Claire and Tayshia season. Like I was filming his stuff.
And then Brendan's like, let me hold my beer so I can get on
no,
the show
No,
too.
You know what happened? He's, who was it? It was such a weird like cycle of how that year went, because I remember a few producers came down to film Blake's intro package. And obviously I was on the ice with Blake filming something. So I met a producer there, and he's like, oh, you never know, maybe one of you guys will be on the show, you know, in maybe next season. So Blake literally told me, he's like, just apply. So like, you know, I just applied. You'll obviously get a message back. And the biggest scare for everyone and the biggest challenge is doing that audition tape. It's very cringy. It's almost like
I need a compilation of all past contestants audition tapes.
I'll send you mine. Literally send you mine. It's actually not bad. It's actually not bad.
Love that.
But it was very, I started doing it sober, and then I was like, no, I need to drink. So I started drinking just to kind of calm my nerves a little bit. But it's cringy. And that's basically, especially with the show too, you have to learn. It brings you out of your comfort zone, because any group date that's like cringy and you have to do something weird, it's like, well, I'm here now. I can't go back home. I have to do it. So it makes you not procrastinate. It makes you do that stuff. But I remember helping Blake with his. And we struggled for a little bit. Like, we just didn't really know what to do. You have to find an editor too. It's not easy. So yeah, I think once you get through the audition tape, you have that small percentage to potentially get on the show. But also for me being Canadian, I had no faith whatsoever on even getting chosen. So, I just kept doing what they asked. I jumped on interviews, Zoom calls, and I was myself. And then that's just how it happened. But I don't know if Blake is ready for Paradise, to be honest. To be completely honest, I think he's been through so much. He's been through a lot. Yeah,
he's already been on 3 seasons. Hello?
Two.
Correct. Two.
Listen.
Feels like three.
I know, always would say, like, that is not his fault that they switched up.
No, it is not his fault. It's not his fault.
But he went through so much that first season, because when they actually went down there, they got sent home because of the pandemic. And I remember seeing him when he came back, and it was limo night. It was limo nights, and they knocked on the door and said, like, hey, there's a pandemic. You guys got to go. So everyone came back home for like 2 or 3 months just so they can figure out the bubble.
Claire's was supposed to be. I remember finding out about Claire's, and we were still in the office, Chris.
Oh my God.
We were still in the office when Claire's season was announced. I'm gagged.
That seems literally like a lifetime ago.
Even my season feels like a lifetime. I mean, I think our season, we're coming up on a year already on Katie's season.
I know.
Season.
It flies
like
by.
That's March, right? So that's when I flew out there. So, but yeah, I don't think Blake's, I don't know. He's been through a lot. I think he just wants to take some time, you know, get settled into, you know, Toronto and into the city life a little bit and just sort of take a break. But I mean, I wouldn't put it past producers to want him to come on again. Especially if I go. I would be like, Blake, not again. We're not doing this.
Also, who said you could go?
Yeah, I mean, it would.
You won't be going. I'll be making sure of it.
Kay's gonna show up on the beach, like
dead ass.
Who was the girl that like Demi was dating?
Oh yeah, that Kristen girl. And some random shows up on the beach.
They're gonna bring Kay to the beach just to throw a wrench in things.
And then all of a sudden, it's X on the beach and not. Bachelor in Paradise, because there's too many guys on there.
Well, I could see Kay getting a chance on Paradise Canada with, you know, some Americans and some Canadians. Yeah, I could see that happening.
Are you dating right now? What's the sitch?
Am I dating?
Are you on dating apps? You know? Are you like, what's dating life in Toronto?
Well, we're in another lockdown, so nothing too crazy, but. No, I mean, no date. I can't do the dating app. Yeah, I can't do that. it's just very cringy. I think people just want to be pen pals, and like, I'm a type of guy to be like, hey, what's going on? You want to hang out on the weekend? But a lot of people want to talk for like 1 or 2 weeks before they hang out.
And 1 or 2 weeks? Like, oh my God. I'm literally at a bar, and me and my roommate are like, can we get someone to meet us here now?
Well, but like, not everyone's like you, Kay. Everyone's like you. So, you know, you're a diamond in the rough for sure.
I think too, especially with like the lockdowns and stuff, like it's been 2 years of being awkward. So now I feel like it's just out of anxiety and stuff. People mm-hmm. are like, well, I don't, speaking from personal experience.
Anyway. I think people forgot how to, you know, everyone is so into their cell phones. I mean, I'm the same way. That's why losing your phone and going through this whole experience is amazing for just your mental health and everything. But I think people just forgot how to talk to one another, like going to a bar. You know, we're the only city and country, I think, in the world or province that's locked down. Like, this is our fifth lockdown. So it's been tough. And maybe people forgot how to perform in the bed too, potentially.
I mean.
So, I mean, not me, but, you know.
He goes, not.
I'll turn off my camera. And
what? So if you could date anyone in Bachelor Nation right now, who would it be and why?
Bachelor Nation adjacent excluded.
Yeah, not me. Because we already.
But, or me, Brenton.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I'm here. Listen, I love your hairstyle. I love those glasses, those thick glasses of yours. They look great.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
You know what? It's a loaded question because
you got to answer.
I don't know.
Come on. You know.
Who would I date in Batch Nation?
You know. I see you hanging out with these Bachelor Nation girls that come to Canada and they're like, oh my God, Brendan, show me around. So who would it be? Speak up.
No, that's not.
Put it out there.
What do you mean? Okay. What Kay's referring to, McKenna came to Toronto and we hung out. We had dinner. Chelsea came to Toronto. Chelsea Vaughn, she's an angel. I love her. I feel like any girl through Bachelor Nation that I've connected with or spoke to, it's been very, it's been a really good friendship. So, I mean, like, I haven't even thought about Bachelor Nation dating, okay, to be honest. And especially because I'm Canadian. So, if I was in the States constantly going out and hanging out with these girls, maybe I'd actually form that romantic connection with. You know what I mean? It's a little different. Like, if I was living in San Diego, it'd be a different story. I mean, number one, Kay would lock me up in a room if I lived in the LA area or California itself. So I wouldn't be able to go make a connection.
Come, you know, let's just address the elephant in the room. See how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't give me that look. You're toxic. You're toxic.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so let's skip to Clayton season now. Let's talk about it. What do you think of Clayton as the Bachelor? And like, is there somebody you would have picked instead?
Well, I mean, when he was announced, I felt like they did that just to kind of have a clean slate with like no past Bachelor Nation experience, just to sort of start fresh. That's what I think.
Had Bachelor Nation experience. He's literally on the show. That's how it all works.
Yeah. But I'm saying like maybe someone former from, you know, my season that people already, like no one knew too much about Clayton. Like he basically got an edit that I did, you know, it's one of like people didn't really know much about him. So it was easy to go that route. But I think, I mean, he's a good looking guy. You know, I mean, the guy's a stud. He looks good in a suit. He has that Bachelor persona. But I feel, I mean, I'd be nervous too, but he's very, I think the first couple, like he is a little nervous and, you know, but I don't know. I think some people don't like him. I think he's a stud. I think he's going to do well throughout the season. The rejection of the women, the first episode, you know, that's kind of a tough, it's a tough
throw you through a loop.
Yeah. Like that's a tough go. And especially it's all new to you. Like, I don't know. I put myself in his shoes. I couldn't even imagine, you know, like he went how far did you go in Michelle's season?
I want to say
that far.
Not that, maybe
like
10.
I think I went farther than him. So like to even put myself in his shoes to be like, imagine if I got picked for that and I was in his shoes, super, super crazy experience. But I think he's going to do well. I know there's a lot of tea out there about him, but I mean, he's just a regular guy. And that's, I think, what people forget about. But so far I'm enjoying it. I mean, there's a lot of drama. It's stressing me out.
A lot of drama.
I lost a lot of brain cells, through the first two episodes. So,
well, I think Clayton's just so like trusting is the vibe.
So trusting. Yeah. Like, very innocent.
He hasn't been broken down by the world yet. And
oh, for sure. It's so early, right? It's so early right now. And things are going to shift, like especially I think within the next by I think episode 4 or 5, that's when you'll really see a huge shift on what people think about Clayton.
Now, from an alumni who has been on the show before, what do you like when you watch these seasons now? How do you watch it, like for specifically for Clayton's season? Like, is there anything that you're seeing that you pick up on just from being on the show that maybe like the rest of us aren't seeing? Or things that you notice, you're like, oh, they probably were out here for much longer. I don't know. You know, like, what do you watch? Because watch it as a whole, and you probably kind of dissect it a little bit more.
It's so weird. It is so weird to watch it now. It's not even, I watch it from a producer's standpoint, because you learn about producing, even when I watch movies now, too. Like, you know where producers are. While there's like a one-on-one date, and just the way they're talking and the way conversations are started, I see it from a producer standpoint. So I'm really, it's cool. It's really cool to learn that and to understand it, but I don't even tune in. It's hard to even follow with the contestants now because I see it from a producer's eyes and certain questions being asked, even ITMs and sit downs with like a group of girls. It is the weirdest thing to watch, but it's a cool perspective to have as well. So you really, I really do. You understand the show as a whole instead of just like someone just watching girls bickering on television.
Yeah. I think that watching, you forget how many people are like behind the scenes, like in Paradise when they had the storm and they like pulled out. And I'm like, there's like fucking 200 people.
It was crazy. We're like, where did everybody come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, the production is so big on these shows. I mean, not even in this franchise, on every show, but we only see like a small minuscule of people, you know, audio cameras. Like, you only see a minuscule of that, but it's such a big production to get the show going. I mean, they edit this whole thing within like 1 month after you're done filming. So it's pretty wild what they do. It's impressive. But yeah, I think watching it from the producer's standpoint, it's very interesting. And you sort of know who the villains are going to be right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I already, even watching, you know, episode two, I can already pinpoint who's going to be who.
Yeah. So,
you know,
definitely. And I think that also goes for the people who are going to stay the longest, like a Susie. Like, we've seen so much of her this entire time, which there's nothing really like completely amazingly stand out about her. But I think they're showing her a lot because maybe she makes it really far, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to start. Well, she has a story. She kind of has a little bit of a story, right, with, you know, her father. And I think giving her that date, especially, I mean, you're in a helicopter, you're on a yacht. That's a cool date. I'm really jealous. So, like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, of course, like, we're pretty pissed off about that we couldn't travel.
Because so the other week I had Rodney and Connor and Justin, all these guys over. And when we saw the helicopter to the yacht, I literally turned around and looked at them and their jaws were on the ground. They were like, yeah. What the fuck? They're like, what is this?
I know. Well, you know what the funny thing is? The only season I ever watched, I've never watched the franchise before, so I watched Clarentatious season four, Blake, just because we were supporting our buddy. That was the first season where, you know, there was a pandemic. It was a bubble. Mm. So I've never really watched a show with all of these travel dates. I knew they traveled before, but I never watched a full season before. So seeing them travel now, it's like, obviously going to New Mexico and throughout a pandemic, we just adapted. Like, I was just like, okay, this is what the show is. We're in a resort and we're just going to film. Like, I didn't think about the travel when we were there. So now seeing it, I'm like, what the hell's going
Chris,
on?
Chris, I also forgot about the travel. Did you, like, when you saw the whole helicopter to the yacht thing, I completely forgot that, oh yeah, they like go places.
Well, I always, because we used to always joke how like, now every time I used to see a helicopter and think that it was the police looking for someone, and now I assume it's like a reality TV show date because they love a helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the traveling because it, I think, breeds a little more, well, this is so fucked up to say, but like hostility between the contestants. Because I'm like being jealous. Like, they have the helicopter circle the house. Meanwhile, Genevieve just had to, like, for her date, make a cake by herself while someone else made out with Clayton. And then Susie gets to go on a helicopter from a yacht to a...
I mean, it's just...
But then Cassidy ruined the cake, so that made it even 10 times worse. Right, dropped
rose,
the cake,
and then got the group date rose, which
in
was
one. That is a lot,
unbelievable.
Well, you know, even for us too, like seeing guys go out on a one-on-one, like even going in a truck and like driving around the desert, we were jealous of that.
Like, yeah, because you're like, get me out of this hotel,
just to get out, get me out of here, right? But yeah,
not even, I mean, like, and let me go away with Katie, but like, just get me out of the hotel.
Like, can I just go in a car and just take a drive,
please?
Like, that's all I want to do. Can I go for a jog? Like, that's all I want to do. I know.
So I guess my question would be, is there any girls on this season who you'd be excited to see on Paradise if you were to go?
Go ahead, give me their Instagram accounts. I'm ready.
Well, Kay, you're
as
you know,
I'm like,
one.
As I'm, I mean, like, ready to.
Well, I think, you know, the night one, who I was like shocked to like to hear her side of things, maybe, was like Samantha, bubble bath girl,
who sent
Jared
herself
liked her
home,
too.
Right? But I mean, like, she probably did it for a reason, her good reason. I mean, she was there. I don't know.
She wasn't
she's
into
like,
him. So she posted in her caption or whatever that Samantha, she was the redhead bubble bath, but she sent herself home and we never saw it happen. But in the caption that she posted like a day later, it was because she was like, I just didn't feel it. I wasn't into him. Sort of like the Claire girl, but Claire was slightly more vocal, vocal about it.
Yeah.
And that's, and I kind of like that because.
See, yeah, we didn't even see that. So there's two girls plus
Sally.
Was the first one Sally, so three girls went home on their own accord
and they're like, This isn't.
That's gotta be tough.
That's tough.
But you know, but in that scenario though, like you are so nervous night one. Like, you know, even though I had a good conversation with Katie and stuff, I was, you honestly don't even realize like what conversation you're having. I blacked out the first night. So who knows, like, if it was in a different setting, how they would react to Clayton. It could be, you know, maybe he's nervous as hell and he's not having a good conversation. It's very uncomfortable. Like, it's very weird. And cringy is the best word for it. But I don't know. I think Samantha, I mean, she, I don't know. I mean, something about a good looking redhead, just like, you know.
Everyone loves a good looking redhead.
And there's not too many of them, Chris. Like, there is not too many good looking redheads with nice freckles.
When we get bad reviews about this episode, we're blaming Brendan because the redhead community is going to set us on fire.
No, but listen. But you know who else really is standing out to me is Rachel, the flight instructor. She's very genuine. She has a good career, but like just her being a flight instructor is really cool as well. But yeah, she seems very genuine, very mature. You know, there's a lot of like, I know kind of the top girls already, just from like, you know, watching the last couple episodes, but there's also some girls that are just, I'm not a fan of. I'm like, I would never hang out with this person.
Okay. So
ever.
Your least favorite, girl so far this season.
Well, so it was Cassidy, and it's not just from the show standpoint, just from like her social media posts and her Instagram look like the ABC page.
It's a lot.
Like it was in, like, it wasn't even like when we were promoting our season, like, you know, post a picture of night one and whatever.
Yeah,
but when
of course,
you're actually
you want
posting,
people to watch your show. Like, you're like, hey, I'm on the fucking TV. Like, this would be dope. Watch it.
But when you're posting 4 or 5 in a row of videos from ABC, like a commercial, and, you know, you're not really in them, sort of say, I don't know. It just seemed like a fan page. But she was very, like, I don't know, obviously villain. We all know what happened there. Yeah. And Shanae is, Shanae's her sidekick as well. And Shanae just... She's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, they both feel like they practiced their like evil interview lines like in the mirror beforehand, where when they're like let's go girls or whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
It definitely seemed planned. Like, this is who I'm gonna be. This is how I'm coming on the show. This is what I'm gonna be perceived as. And then also, Brendan, going off of what you said about the social media stuff, I think. One of the things that like people randomly, like who's been on the show before, they'll ask me questions about like, well, should I post something like this? And what, personally, as like a person who watches the show, I like to see your real life. We already know you're on the show. We already see like all the trailers, all the clips, all the memes. Like, we see all of that stuff. We want to know what's going on in your life, what you're doing on a normal day-to-day basis.
Well, yeah.
Not all like the little things, not like, are you? All this, not all the Bachelor stuff, because we've already seen that. And then also, like, this is the perfect opportunity for you to start your own thing. If you're a fitness person, if you're a cooking person, do all of that stuff. So when you do end up getting all of these followers or whatever, you already have a reason why people are following you, and it's not just because of the show.
Right.
So like, if you're only posting Bachelor stuff. Point. Then once you do have followers and they're like, wait, you actually know how to cook? But then they're like, this is not what we followed you for. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like a two-faced thing. You just don't know who they really are. Like, I mean, I keep things simple. I post things like real life stuff with my family, with my friends. And that's just stuff I do in the regular. I mean, some people just want to be like mannequins on their page for like modeling. Some people want to just post batch stuff, you know,
something,
you know,
like Matt, I mean, James,
that's,
I feel like
that's all they have.
Like Matt James on The Bachelor versus Matt James on Instagram are two completely different people.
180.
100%.
It's 100%. I'm like, who is this person? But I would rather see the Matt James on Instagram.
Same. Than the 100%. Matt James on
that's who he is.
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who he is. And I think, who else? Yeah, I think with Shanae and Cassidy, I think Shanae was realizing how much cameras were probably around Cassidy and wanted to get that spotlight, especially with like Cassidy. Most likely, I think she's not going to stick around.
Well, she has the whole thing this week that comes about her having a side piece, which
she definitely goes home because she's like vocally.
She already
said,
spoiled it. it. Yeah, spoiled it.
Oh, she went on social media.
Yep.
And she was doing those.
Of course she did.
She basically told Clayton to
fuck off.
Basically go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, no matter what with anything in regards to a lead, like they go through, it's the hardest thing to do. And I would never, no matter how it ended, I would never disrespect a lead like that in my life.
Well, I think, and she was like, he was begging fucking Sally to take a rose when she said she was just engaged, but I have a fuck buddy at home and I have to go sit home, which like, I'm like, honestly point, but there's, it's just not a classy way to.
Not a good
but
luck.
The Sally thing too was very sketchy.
Weird.
That was like she was at a bachelor party or a bachelorette party a month before the show.
Yes.
Like casting isn't just 1 month, casting's a while.
Yeah.
Like I'm just gonna throw it out there. Casting.
I feel like we haven't seen the last of her.
No. I have this weird feeling that Sally's gonna show up at some point later.
I feel like she'll be back, yeah.
Really, eh? You think so?
Yeah. Speaking of the fuck buddy, I have to say, everybody thought it was, so I put on my story about like who we think the guest was going to be today. And they all thought it was going to be the fuck buddy. Unfortunately, we have not gotten permission to disclose the name.
Oh, he's being a little puss.
Of the party involved. Ugh, I wish
you'll
I could.
You'll get it out. You'll get it. You will. I think you're so good
with manipulating
people that you're going to be able to get them.
I know, Kay. You would be a great producer.
I know.
10 out of 10.
100%. She always says she produces a show, right? So, you know, she...
Kay's the unsung producer of The Bachelor.
I help you. I help produce things after the show ends.
Kay would... She would only deal with the toxic girls in the house. 100%. And then when
we'd
it comes to
besties.
The guys, you'd be... And I'd be... And you'd hang out with them outside of the show and it'd terrify me. It would just terrify me. So yeah. You would be a good producer though, Kay. You really would.
Thank you. Wow. Chris, should we get into the way too early season awards?
Yeah. We've already kind of covered some of them.
Yeah. Who had the best like first impression entrance of this season, you think? Like the person who had like, was it like the bubble bath or was it just somebody who you think really stood out to you?
I see, like, I'm more of a simple goes a longer way. That was kind of how I did my entrance. I didn't want to do anything insane. I just wanted to, like, really ask how the lead was doing. How are you feeling? You nervous? Don't worry, we're going to get through this. I can't wait to see you in there. Obviously, if you're looking at, like, an entrance, I think Samantha the bubble bath, I mean, listen, you're in a bikini. You're in a bubble bath. If you have a rockin' body and you can pull it off, like, that's, I mean, it was super cool. I think Teddy's really cute. Teddy is...
Yeah.
She's very Virgin, very genuine. Though. Well, we can say it. We can talk about that another time. But yeah, I mean, I think Teddy's a sweetheart. She reminds me of Piper, just you know, a little bit. And also, I'm trying to think who else. You know who I actually find. I don't know if it's just me, but Kira is
oh, yeah.
throws me off. She talks very. She's very dull and she's very proper. Chris, you know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, she's the doctor.
She's the doctor.
Yes, the lingerie doctor. So that was another pretty bold entrance, which is nice. You kind of show two sides of you. You know, you're probably a freak, but then also, you know, you can make some money and you can go to work. Right? Yeah. So, I think Bubble Save Bath, I think Kira had a good entrance, but I'm trying to analyze her. I don't really know much about her, to be honest. She talks a very weird way, very dull. And you know, actually, I like Genevieve. Genevieve is just, she seems very just genuine. She's herself. She's not trying to put on a persona. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like Genevieve.
Okay, cool.
Amazing. And I think, what's your cringiest moment so far?
I think Cassidy going, you know, obviously shaking in front of Hillary Duff. She's shaking in front of her.
Oh, the Hillary Duff thing was
like I'm gonna go talk to her and she's nervous and you can hear the crackling in her voice. But then just saying, sorry, I didn't put enough streamers up. Sorry, I didn't, you know, I mean, it seems so forced and she's such a bad actress.
Yeah.
I guess. Like, it was just like, I'm not here. Like, obviously, you're not here to hang out with the kids, but, like, you got to do what you got to do. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not here to, like,
totally.
Like, Katie season. I'm not here to mud wrestle, guys. Like, I want to hang out with Katie, but you know what? So be it. You got to do what you have to do. And, yeah, I think she's just, I mean, she's insecure about something. I just don't. Yeah, she threw me off, threw me for a loop, and obviously, Shanae-nay now, all of a sudden, she wants to, she wants to take, and her dancing's not the greatest, so let's put it that way. And you know what, I'm also trying to figure out Elizabeth, too, because she got pulled into, like, some drama, and I'm just like, I didn't think she's, I don't know, but I'd like to see more of Elizabeth. I want to see what path she takes with all this drama happening, too, so.
It'll be an interesting journey for Elizabeth.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know how much longer it'll last, but
can't be too much longer. All right. And who would you give your rose to so far this season? Like, if you had to give one person your rose, who would it be?
I think it would be between, and like, I don't want to, I like Susie. I like how she says like a lot. Like,
Brendan texted me last night. He goes, why is Susie saying like every 2 seconds?
So does Teddy. Teddy says it a lot.
But that's like maybe a little quirk I have about, I think, just speaking. You know?
Yeah.
I probably just said like there, didn't I? Probably. But anyways, I think even Gabby... Rachel, I like Rachel. I just, Rachel or Genevieve, they just seem genuine. I mean, I like their...
Yeah, you keep going back to Rachel, so I'm thinking that's your rose.
She's just mature. I feel like Rachel 25. Is... Well, you know what? No, she's mature. She has a good career. She, you know, you have to be pretty intelligent to be a flight instructor. I mean, I just...
Yeah.
She speaks well, and
she's super hot.
She's a really attractive woman, and I'd say Rachel. I'm going to stick with Rachel this week, and then next week will probably change, you know? But, I like Rachel, so I'll lock in my final answer there.
Final answer, Rachel. Slide into those DMs.
Not yet. Not yet.
What's up?
Okay. Kay, stop. I am gonna get a FaceTime later, and Kay is not gonna be happy. you're gonna be in tears. You're gonna be like, babe, come on.
You didn't mean that, right?
Do you want to address the elephant in the room, though, Kay? Like, should we just like say it now, or?
So we're dating. It's so crazy. No, we're not. But we have gotten a lot of random DMs about us because Brendan and I, we talk a lot. We're very, like, very good friends and we make a lot of jokes. So, but just so you guys know, we are not in a relationship. It's actually Chris and Brendan in the relationship.
That's the elephant in the
room. Yeah, that's the elephant in the room. I think, you know, Chris and I, we go way back from, you know, when I first got casted, he slid in my DMs, and, you know, here we are.
100%.
Here we are.
The rest
and I'm
is
the
history.
Side piece.
I just think, I think Kay and I, we get each other. You know, I get her, she gets me. We're both very toxic with one another, but we just find our way back to one another, too. I don't know what it is.
We fight every day.
My toxicity seems to
I
block Brendan I block Brendan's phone number every day, and I'll send him a video of me blocking his number.
And then
Kay is the most toxic bitch.
So Kay screen records her blocking me while she sends me the video. I'm like, well, I'm obviously unblocked still.
And then I have to go back and unblock him so I can send it and then
That's wild. It doesn't surprise me in the least, but still
wild. I think we need to add Chris to our group chat. I think we need to start a group chat.
You guys don't have to. It's okay.
He's like, please don't.
The blocking. I don't know how Kay keeps up with her life as it is. I'm like,
I know.
I fall out of a group chat so quickly.
I know. Oh, lots of pictures though, Chris. So you should really tune in.
Oh, I'm in now.
lots of voice notes too. We're like kind of like a voice note sort of group chat too.
I love a voice note.
We love a FaceTime. I love a FaceTime.
No doubt.
Well, Brendan, thank you so much for joining us today. We will be back next week, obviously, for the next episode of The Bachelor. But until then, you can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. Again, subscribe to our newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown, at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. You can follow Brendan at The Brendan Quinn. You can follow me at K York City.
And you can follow me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Brendan, thanks so much again. And we will see you guys next week.
Thanks, Kay. Thanks, Chris. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Chris Burns. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com. Betches.